Hey y'all, what's up? How
That
you
was some dramatic ass shit.
I know, it's dramatic. It is very dramatic. Dramatic and timeless.
Well,
what's up? Well, man of the nickname.
Yeah, we live now. Nickname or oatmeal, as it were.
All right, Shaq's
Shaquille Oatmeal.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, shit.
Don't worry about it. It's there.
It's there.
And I'm loving it. It's great.
Okay, McDonald's.
That's right. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm going to stop right there.
Oh, Lord. And on that note, Badoo-doo. Oh, we can't do that. Damn.
Yeah, we can't. We haven't paid the bill. I told people that last week or the week before.
Pay your
pay the bill and you get it right.
pay your
no bueno.
Ooh. Ooh, hold up.
Pay your fare.
No, we'll do that. Okay. 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 Yeah, that seems bad. So, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? What's going on?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Chilling. You loving it?
Good night.
Oh, well. Okay. Give me 1 second, y'all. 1 second. It's a thing. What is it? I think that's right. Okay. And but do. Somebody has to pay the bills around here.
Thank God you did.
So what's up, y'all? Let's get some energy into this motherfucker. What up? How y'all doing? What's going on?
Bitch. We good. No. He just...
Such a bitch.
Shit.
Stay your ass there.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Actually, I know why he did that.
Yeah, it was a reset, dog.
What happened?
We back though. We good.
I know why he did that because I did decide to do the same thing.
Oh, I guess. Oh, yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Two Story Bro Live.
All right.
And I just had to put that in there.
Yeah. So, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? How's everybody week been going in the weekend? Let's go with that. Let's start with Echo. Go ahead, Echo.
I went to Atlantic City for the weekend.
Fuck you.
Just because. No. Here it is. Okay, so my fiance booked a whole, like, you know, just her and I to just hang out down in Atlantic City, which was actually really nice. I didn't expect it. She kind of just did it out of the blue. So she, like, booked a hotel room. She booked for dinner and stuff like that at this one steakhouse. It was really nice. You know, we went to the casino. It was cool.
Aww.
Yeah, it was nice. Damn. Not expected, but it was fun. And it was, so I had a really fun weekend.
Yeah, word. That's what's up.
Anyone else?
No. I just I've just been working for the most part. I haven't really done anything too crazy, you know. Had a laid back Saturday. Sunday I worked all day. Watched the tail end of AEW Revolution, and that's it. And then just work. I had today off, but nothing eventful here. I just cleaned my room. That was about it.
Okay. Well, me, I didn't do well. Madison, you still going? I want to jump on.
What? No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, what did I do? Oh, that's what I did. So I went to this whole on the weekend on Saturday. First of all, let me explain this new project that I'm on. This new work project is kicking my fucking ass. Let me just explain that shit. It is not fun. It's not cute. Like, I'm losing it kind of, really. I'm, like, feeling, like, really pressured. But amongst all that, I did have some fun over the weekend. I didn't go out Friday because I wasn't beat for the bullshit. Saturday, I did go out. I went out to a place called Enter I Am. And it's this fucking, like, one, it's good to go high, I'll tell you that much, but it was fun. Like, it's this like interactive, like, emotional spectrum thing. It's really good. Like, you like all these lights, and they give you like real authentic 3D glasses and shit, and you're like really looking at it. They even do like yoga there too. Like, it was a whole thing. Like,
oh yeah, I peeped that's dope. How was that? It was good.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Like,
how long is it? Because, like, when I looked at, like, how it's supposed to, like, there's, like, set times for you to be there or something like that. And yeah, I see, like, it's in 30-minute increments. So is it, like, longer than that? Or you're only in there for about 30 minutes and then you're out?
Well, you do have to book your time to go in. That's one. You have to book your time. And they're open until 10. So you can, like, open up at, I believe they open up at 12 and they close at 10 at night. But you have to book your time. At night, going at night is a lot better, I think, because of like the you're at nighttime and a lot of stuff is happening in the dark in certain rooms. A lot of rooms are dark. A lot of rooms are pretty brightly lit. You get in there. They give you like this whole intro thing, which is really trippy already. Like, they start you off with the whole trippy fucking thing. And then you can put the glasses on and everything like that. Mm-hmm. The glasses are optional. It's not like you have to put them on. But if you don't like put them on, you don't really get the full experience in a way.
The full experience in the way. Yeah.
What up, dog?
Chill out.
So, he's here.
That's right. Look at all the colors we're wearing. It's more for time.
Oh, shit. Really good. So, it's a lot of fun. It's good for a date. I'll say that. It's good for a date. I went with a couple of friends, we were, like, the first room you go, like, the first room to start off in, it's very like yoga feel. They tell you, like, you know, this is the experience, this and that. It's almost like, you know how you go to IMAX theaters, right? And you're about to watch an IMAX movie, and they have the whole thing, like, don't talk during a theater, don't talk during a movie, this and that. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, and you see like all the lasers and shit like that. It's kind of like that when it started off. And then you go, the door opens, you go inside, and the first room you go in, it's like this big fucking, like, room, right? It's like a dome. And as soon as you go in, it starts off, it shows you, like, there's all this visual stuff. Even when you put the glasses on, even the lights are completely different than what you're looking at. So when you look at the light, it's like, it looks like one light that's just beaming, right? When you put the glasses on, it's completely different. It's actually pretty cool. But that one room is cool. They got a room where it's like, you press a button and it's like showing you in 3D and different versions of you. They got this room, they got this one thing where you're like, you're spinning the ball, and then the ball is spinning, but it's like water, right? You're spinning this ball, and then the water, right, is like spinning on this circular thing, and it's like creating this light. And you, when you put the glasses on, you see it. It's fucking crazy. I was like, oh shit, this is trippy as fuck. But we did make a thing like, hey, let's come here high. So I don't know.
Did you go high though?
No.
Waste.
Shut up. But it was a good experience. High or not, but it's good to go on a date. It's here's a little promo for you though. If you're going there, right, and you're gonna buy a ticket, right? The tickets are, I want to say $40. But
that's what I saw online.
If you want a promo code, the promo code is timeout15, and it saves you 15% off, and the tickets will come out to $30, I believe.
Oh, see, okay.
So there's that. If you're looking to go, yeah, timeout15. That is the promo code. But it's a great experience. And then, you know, we went to the bar and drank. And, well, I didn't drink. I had like one cider. And I was like, all right. There's one thing I want to talk about. Have you ever been to in a bar setting, right? And you're standing with your friends and whatnot, girls, guys, no matter what. And they're making, like, they're walking towards you, like they're trying to go to the bathroom, and somehow they want to walk behind you, but there's no room behind you, and they're just trying to bum rush their way behind you. It's like, what the fuck you doing? I fucking can't stand that shit. Walk the fuck around me. Like, why are you trying to go through behind me? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway,
that's just. Okay.
Thank you for joining Al's TED Talk.
Fuck them, motherfuckers.
Oh shit.
What happened, buddy?
So what's going on, Sir Wednesday? The skirt.
Shaquille O'Neal. I'm fucking dead.
You're welcome.
That's what I said when he popped on. I didn't even say anything. I just fucking laughed my ass off.
It's your boy, Shaquille O'Neal. Give you one of the things. Shaquille O'Neal.
So what's going on with you, sir? Wednesday, scourge of the internet?
Shit, fucking damn. That's pretty much it. The shit's fucked up, and I'm like, damn. For the most part? Yeah. Huh?
Damn or damn.
Oh, but yeah, trying to make light of situations pass. Had my service for my cousin on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Looking for new work, and I'm not talking about Nork because I'm trying to fucking fuck out of my job and present them with my rock collection for them to kick.
Okay.
So I'm chilling. I'm probably gonna take the week off next week, not this coming week, but the week after that.
Oh, you hear that, guys? Sir Wednesday has free time, but not for anybody. For baby girl.
Baby girl gonna be at work. Stupid.
You stupid.
Yeah, he just wanted to use that.
Of course he did.
That's right. This grimace looking ass nigga. I love you. You McDonald land motherfucker. Happy meal. I haven't had a happy meal in years, nigga.
Oh, shit.
But I love you, you fucking beardless wonder. Mm-hmm. How you doing? But yeah, just trying to look for work, trying to focus on something that's going to pay me as well as satiate me. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to do. Well, got all the stuff that I needed as far as for my resume, and just waiting for motherfuckers to fall in line.
Why don't you tell everybody right now what do you do?
What I do? What I do is I'm a doo doo. No, I know we did it. It's 15 minutes in, motherfucker. There's a counter right there. No, I do anything from I do multimedia, so I do anything from web design, graphic design, 2D, 3D animation, magazine design, Photoshop work, photography, videography.
You do magazines?
Yeah, we went to school for that shit. You wouldn't see Greg Yule.
We went to school for that, bro.
Yeah, you Greg Yule, me and him and you, we went to the same school. You forgot?
Wow. Wow. I can't believe he just was like, you do magazines? What?
But yeah, I do it all. I'm trying to get back in there and focus on more work that, satiates me. I almost got a thing. Go figure. It was a gig that they reached out to me. I'm waiting to hear back from them for a podcast producer. And I'm like, oh, I know a thing or two about podcasts. Pay me money. But I'm waiting for these fools to contact me and what have you. So, yeah. So, looking for new work. Looking to do some more stuff with the stuff I got.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to find some peace of mind. Trying to elevate and accelerate myself in the motherfucking real life.
Word.
Okay. But that's me.
Okay. Alright. So. That dude's funny though. You relate to him at all?
Oh my god.
Well, as you know, fucking
are you?
Africa is a huge continent with many different fucking people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I gotta look up his name. See if we probably related. You never know.
He looked like family. He looked like he's family. Anyway.
Oh my god. No.
He looks guy's so racist.
Funny. I was just gonna say that.
He looks up like what?
All we need is that little kid. That's racist.
Emotional damage. Anyway. What the fuck is Goonie Google? Anyway.
Is that the Goonies? Where the Google?
Yeah. So we're going to move on since everybody knows what's going on.
What's going on?
So the next topic is games, and more games. Kind of.
I don't know.
I don't know what's coming out.
This is your segment, not mine, bro.
Yeah. So, there's been a couple of games that's come out.
Ain't shit come out.
What?
I said, ain't shit come out.
There's a couple of games that come out. Well, games that are coming out. Well, you have Wulong that just came out. That dropped recently.
What's the name of the game?
Wulong.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I thought you said Wuhan. I said, we don't want that game. We played too much of that game. We don't want that shit.
Wulong just came out. It's kind of like, I would say, kind of like a Dark Souls type, but based on the Three Kingdoms.
It's based off of the Chinese myth of the drag, the Monkey King.
No, oh. That's a different game.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. You're right. This one is based off of the Three Kingdoms. Okay, no, you're right.
How does your soul feel, Echo Ninja?
I'm fine.
Okay, I thought it was in turmoil because you just told Roundhouse he was right.
No. But I did.
You feel that burn?
I did get those two mixed up, though, because they're both like Chinese-based... Yeah. Mythology, so.
Oh, you have a hard time telling Chinese games apart, you racist.
Wow. Oh shit.
We're throwing out the racism card like it's a Uno card. Draw two.
So I guess also too, the thing is, what games have you guys been wanting to play, and what are you playing right now?
Probably only three out of the four of us are playing anything. Maybe just two.
Just mentioned.
So, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go for it.
All right, so, well, I just finished, like, because I just finished, was it Cyberpunk, like, for the fourth time? Because I'm trying to do, I've been trying to do the different endings and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, and then playing Ghost of Tsushima on PlayStation 5. And then after that, I'll probably eventually start Miles Morales because I've been waiting until I got my PS5 to play it. So now I have it. So now I should play it.
You bought it?
What?
You didn't buy it, did you?
Buy what?
Miles Morales.
Miles Morales.
No. No. Okay.
I was like, I can let you borrow it. Like,
I know you have it. This is
Goonie Google. Fuck out of here.
Fucking ass. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, that's kind of it because everything else is kind of like meh right now. I mean, I heard about the new Zelda game that's coming out soon.
Yeah,
which is pretty nice.
I saw all gays go like, ah, Zelda. and you know what? I'll say this now: Drawn Together fucked me up because every time I see Zelda, I only think of Xander.
I've been hearing. Oh, I mean, this is just like news I found out today. Also. That since Ubisoft is doing that whole thing of paying attention more to their AAA games instead of mm-hmm. trying to do new IPs,
yeah,
these guys are doing 4 more Assassin's Creed games.
I knew you were gonna say that.
So they're going back to doing like yearly games again, but they're not all for consoles.
It's spreading them out. Mm-hmm.
Like they got one that's gonna be PvP based. They got another one that's like a mobile. They got 2 mobile games. They got a VR one. I'm all like, guys.
You know what's gonna piss me off though, right? If they make those mobile games the places that we want to go. If they
the 3 that I know that are coming out, well, the 2 that I know that are coming out for console is Assassin's Creed Red, Code Red, which is in Japan, which is going to be for PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S. And then the Assassin's Creed 1 where it's like during the 1600s, during the Salem witch trials and stuff like that. It's called Codename Hex.
Hex, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then they got the Chinese one, which is called Codename Jade, but that one's going to be mobile.
That's the part that pisses me off.
Yeah, that pisses me off, too.
They already had a Chinese Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it was a side-scroller that didn't do so well.
Yeah, but they continued her story in Assassin's Creed. Because she was in one of the main games, and she was sent off somewhere.
No, she was her, the first time the character was introduced was in Assassin's Creed Embers, which was a little 3D movie where Ezio was super old.
Oh yeah, that's the one. There it is. Yeah.
And she appeared at the end for his guidance and all that shit, and then she went back to China with like this precursor box, which is basically what that side scroller is all about.
Yeah, because he died.
No, sorry, the side scroller was the story before she left, but still.
Man, as soon as you said the Ubisoft was on PvP, I thought you meant they were on PCP because Ubisoft be doing this.
I mean, they are on PCP because I mean Sorry, go ahead.
This is their Madden. That's basically all it is. This is just going to bring the same shit. Yeah, I said it. It's just they're going to keep on bringing out the same shit over and over. They're probably going to give us some shit, just like Madden. Take the shit that we like away, and we're going to have the same ass bullshit with a different skin around it.
That's like Buffalo Bill. That fucked me up. I am kind of excited that Mirage is coming out, or at least I'm excited on what they're saying about it. I'll see for my own eyes when it comes out, like what it looks like and like all that stuff. I'm not gonna buy it until like I'm absolutely sure it's something that I would want to play. But Mirage kind of has this thing where it kind of goes back to basics of mm-hmm. what the original three Assassin's Creed games were like. Okay. Or I should say the original two, the one with Altair and the one with Ezio. It goes back to that gameplay, and it brings you to like Jerusalem. Baghdad. Around the time before Altair was around, so it kind of brings back that whole old school like Assassin's Creed feel to it from the first game, but with the technology of like the ones now, like what's the new one that came out? Valhalla.
Yo, I almost forgot Valhalla was a good thing.
These guys.
No, I'm dead serious, because you know what it is, I think, because when you play, like, you have Valhalla, that came out, what, 2 years ago?
No. That shit came out, like, 5 years ago, bro. Maybe four. Maybe four.
Valhalla?
Nah, that didn't even
was five. Was it 4 years, or am I bugging?
You bugging. It's been 2 years. Because they had DLC came out this year. No, last year, sorry. Yeah, DLC came out last year. The game came out
2020.
Wow, 2020?
Yeah, it came out 2020, guy.
Oh, so I was right.
That's right, because I consulted the Googles. Don't you ever fucking forget it.
Damn.
So fuck you, I was right.
Damn. Yes, take back your honor.
It came out November 10th, 2020, yeah.
Okay, going. Okay, yeah, so it is. It's been a minute. Yeah. But I want to play Mirage, and I heard they're actually doing Prince of Persia. They're actually doing that game, Prince of Persia. So
I'll see it when I see it.
Yep.
Facsimile.
So there is.
I just hope that Assassin's Creed don't be a Mirage. Of a fucking good game. They're like, remember when you thought it was gonna be good, nigga? Psych. Yeah, you just fucking bought this for nothing.
Oh, shit. That still reminds me of that fucking dude that me. He was like, why do I buy this? Everybody all playing Spider-Man. Why do I buy this? Look at the Xbox. Do you have game? This thing has nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
That still made me laugh to this day, yo. Because he was like, everybody playing Spider-Man. Why did I buy this?
It was a good idea until he realized it wasn't.
Like his disappointment in like buying the Xbox and it's like there's nothing on it. And then the fact about this, he's just like, everybody playing Spider-Man. He was right. Everybody's playing Spider-Man. He's like, why the fuck did I even attempt to buy this shit?
Because he probably bought it and then he played the exclusive for Xbox, and at that time there was nothing available. So he had to sit there and take two L's and hold them for later.
There still isn't anything. And that's the part that's really upsetting about my Xbox. Is like, how the fuck y'all gonna buy up all these fucking studios, but y'all ain't put no fucking exclusive out? I digress.
So anyway. Yeah, pretty much.
He's garbage. So,
it's not a garbage system. The thing is, it's not a garbage system.
No, it's a garbage move on their part.
Yes.
But at the same time, this is kind of like with PlayStation back in the day when PlayStation 3 came out and then we had the fucking Xbox 360. Motherfuckers was like, oh, the system's out. No fucking games. So Xbox reigns supreme. But now it's the other way around now.
Yeah.
It's time for them to.
It's actually been that way since the last Xbox, really. It was really barely.
The thing is, Microsoft is trying to be like Disney and they're failing. Because they're not using the companies to make any type of like you said, exclusives or any good games whatsoever to be put out there.
It's like, why be innovation when you could be lazy?
You know what? You're right about that. It's very frustrating when you don't have, you have a console, right? That is like, hey, you can have the games out on this system. Just pay for this price. And it's like, okay, well, what's your exclusive games? What the fuck you mean you don't have money?
Excuse me.
Like, can't y'all just buy up somebody? Like, you don't know, fucking buy somebody shit. Like y'all have a company that's been sitting on certain characters that y'all haven't put out yet. Splinter Cell used to be exclusive. Damn, exclusive, no more.
Yeah, Splinter Cell, they haven't touched that game since, what was it, Conviction? And Conviction was like when? 7 years ago?
Sam Fisher.
I think more than that.
I think it was like eight.
Damn. but that's what, and then now they're all like, oh, they start fucking cock teasing him in fucking games like fucking what's Tom Clancy Ghost. Like, who gives a shit? Just give us the fucking game with him in it.
Yep.
The solo title.
It was 13 years ago.
Oh, holy
shit.
Oof. 13 years. They were sitting on this motherfucker, and he was the biggest game back then. Every time one came out, it got sold out all the time.
You know what it is? other franchises took over that spot, like Metal Gear Solid and shit like that. Because
that game was the same, almost. Well,
yeah, but Splinter Cell did have more games, and at that time, the games that they had were definitely starting to like just shit the bed because Conviction was trash.
It was. Conviction was supposed to be. Conviction was supposed to be something way different. Because I remember I remember the first look of that game, and he looked homeless as shit, fighting all these motherfuckers. You remember that, right? Yeah, and then next you know, oh, I still work for the government, sort of. Why? You just took the coolest part. Like this guy, like the original gameplay, he had like nothing. He was working for nobody. He was on his own, and his daughter was dead and shit like that. Damn, they made this shit dark.
Was Jack Bauer?
That was before Conviction. That was the one before
Conviction. No, that was Conviction, because the one before Conviction was Blacklist.
Oh, right. Damn. God damn it.
Shit. I'm not even a huge fan of Splinter Cell, but I know the games.
at least that motherfucker could run straight, unlike that nigga in Siphon Filter. That nigga was running.
Oh, that, yo, wait.
That nigga had Elvis legs.
You know all of the Siphon Filter games are on PlayStation Classic now, right?
This shit was fun as hell. They just couldn't fix that nigga's legs.
Shit.
It was don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Oh, my legs. I'm like, nigga, your legs didn't work.
Oh, cool. My legs. Oh, yeah.
So, then I'm good.
So, yeah. Oh, no. Again, I was wrong. Blacklist was the last one, but the one I was talking about was Conviction.
That was the one where I like Conviction. He was stripped down. He had nothing.
Yeah, but nothing. It wasn't what it was supposed to be. Like if you saw the concept video, like concept gameplay and the concept art, and you knew what the original story was before the one that they gave it, it was so much better.
Yeah. I mean, when we got the first trailer for it, it was great. Then when they
came personally, my favorite one was Double Agent.
Really?
I like Double Agent.
It's because he loves espionage.
Yeah, I do.
I actually like Conviction more. You know, it's weird. I can take Conviction or Blacklist. I kind of like both. I like both. But I like Conviction a little bit more than Blacklist.
Conviction was trash, and Blacklist was just kind of like a comb over of Conviction with better shit.
Yeah, and that's when they changed the voice too. That was the last time he was Michael
Michael Ironside.
Darkseid. Okay, just Darkseid. When I hear Darkseid, I'm like, that it's him.
He was replaced with Eric Johnson.
Yeah. He's just Darkseid to me. Just Darkseid. He replaces his role too. What's crazy is that he replaces Darkseid's voice in the Harley Quinn show. I was like, yo, for real? The most recent, Man of the Nickname, you fuck with Dark Souls type games at all?
Yeah, from time to time.
How you feel about Wulong?
By what?
Wulong.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Dark Side type game based
on Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. That's a Dark Side, sorry.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It's a Dark Souls game, kind of like it's based off around the Three Kingdoms, but it's kind of like Dark Souls.
Okay. Is it for all consoles or is it this just a PC game?
PS5. I'm not sure about all consoles.
Echo Ninja, next time you do that, make sure you hit the mute button.
Yeah, sorry.
Next thing you know, he's going to eat a bag of potato chips on air. I'm not sure. This podcast was brought to you by...
I'm going to mute him for until it's...
It's fine now. I mean, I'm not moving my mic anymore.
I don't know. I played the demo for it, and I was kind of like into it for a little bit. And I was like, God damn, these motherfuckers are hard.
There's a demo?
Yeah, there's a demo out.
Right. Mute. Damn.
Yeah, there's a demo out for that. And the Star Wars games, Jedi Fallen Order. What was it? What's the name of it? The new one, the
game Jedi Survivor.
Survivor. That's been pushed back to April 18th. So
I'm fine with that. I'm still playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah. I honestly haven't been interested in any new games. I was thinking like this for a minute. Like, I haven't really bought any new games. Like, I wanted to get that Forspoken game, and I was just like, this shit looks terrible. And I was like, I played the demo. See, it was weird as I played the demo because I wanted to like get a feel of it again before I made my decision. And I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. And I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, nah. I wasn't gonna get the Hogwarts game because I was just like, I don't care. And then I was just like, there's nothing really I care for. Like, I was like, the Wulong game, I was like, nah. So I've just been playing, like, I'm playing Tekken, NBA 2K, Call of Duty. I got back into, that's another game, I jumped back into Horizon Forbidden West, because there's a new DLC coming out next month. So I was like, let me get back into that and start a new game plus with that. So I've kind of been, like, Horizon has kind of caught my attention, only because the new DLC is coming out.
Did you finish it?
Not the new game plus, but I'm starting. I just started.
Why? But you played the game. I'm just asking if you played the game.
Yeah, I beat the game already.
Okay. Yeah. Did you plat it? Did you plat it?
Plat it? What?
Did you get the platinum trophy?
No.
That's because he's a platinum trophy.
Thank you.
That's why the nigga couldn't get it.
But there is one thing that caught my attention over the weekend. I'm about to show y'all.
Quick, gentlemen, shield your eyes. He's trying to share his weekend again. What did you do?
I'm also waiting for Diablo. Yeah, Diablo 4 drops, I think, in June. I saw a gameplay for the Suicide Squad.
It wasn't impressive.
It feels like a
reach.
What did it feel like? It felt like I was watching someone play Fortnite.
Yo, that's exactly what it looked like.
So we're getting a new Budokai game.
Mm. I don't know, dog.
I think you're the only one happy for that.
I did see that.
Especially since you had Budokai 3.
It's not a short thing since
a Budokai game. It's been longer than fucking any Sam Fisher game. I'll tell you that much. Budokai's been out. It's been a minute.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's been a while. I think they said it was like 20 somewhat years or something like that.
Yeah, it's been that long. Yeah, so I'm happy about it. We're getting a new Budokai. I'm happy that we're going to get Budokai 4. It looks great. The Suicide Squad game, I did see the trailer for that. Well, the news trailer for that. I don't know how to feel about it, honestly. I'm like, okay, give me more characters to fight the Justice League.
Yeah, but it's a four player based game.
Yeah, I'm giving more selections. I don't need
the selections.
Yeah, but they want to only focus on certain characters. If that was the case, they would have made it an online game only to just pick whatever villains you wanted.
That would have been
but, doing none of that.
But then that would have been even more trash than what it might end up being.
Maybe.
Man, you never meant no Frank Sinatra.
You're just saying a bunch of random shit, aren't you?
You know it. You know it.
Oh, it's funny as hell, though.
I know.
I don't know. Is our game becoming very lackluster now?
Why do you think I'm talking gibberish? Shit hasn't been good in a minute. People haven't been delivered since the 555 deal. That's the last time I was going to deliver something I gave a fuck about.
So what was the last good game that's besides God of War?
For me, I'm going to have to go with The Last of Us.
Really?
And that was 2013.
The last of the Gear series, I would say, was like the last thing. And I still haven't finished the rest of them.
Gears what, 5?
Yeah.
Gears?
Yeah.
For me, Gears.
Sure, it got repetitive, but at the same time, you wanted to see where the story went.
So, I had gotten the Game Pass, and I played every single Gears game. Mm-hmm. Up until the release of Gears 5. Mm-hmm. I would say, out of all of them, the best one was probably Gears 3.
Yeah,
Gears 3 was great.
Gears 4 was like meh, but I was still kind of like excited for Gears 5 at that point. And then when I played Gears 5, it was just like, like it was just a little underwhelming for me.
Oh, Gears 5 could have added that to Gears 4.
Yeah, and like, at that point, I think I probably would have been okay with that game being that long.
Gears 5 could have been DLC for Gears 4. I don't know. What was the last?
It wasn't bad though. It wasn't a bad game. It just super underwhelming for it to be the end. And I'm pretty sure they're gonna end up coming out with another one.
Yeah. When?
Right now they're just branching off and using the IP for different types of games.
Yeah.
But I'm sure like I've been looking at like the Gears competitive scene. It's starting to grow right now, so I think Gears is definitely going to be something to pay attention to in the next year or so.
It's funny, one of the biggest games that came out that was out for so long, and they came out with a sequel to it. I'm talking about Overwatch. Overwatch 2, people hate it
because it took too long to make it.
No, it's like a lot of
not good
in the first game or not really in the second game. They kind of just subtracted a lot from the
I
know. To me, Overwatch is boring.
You got to play with the right people.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I always keep hearing.
That's what I hate about games like that. Like, it has a decent premise and you can definitely get into it. But if you're not playing with your own crew, it gets boring as hell.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Same thing with Apex.
Apex is another one. Yeah. Yep. I haven't really been able to really get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Apex, Destiny, all that shit.
Nah, Destiny. They just dropped that new DLC.
I used to play Destiny 1. Like, I think I clocked in about almost 600 hours, 700 hours with the first Destiny game. Talking about DLCs and all that stuff. I think I clocked in about that many hours, and I literally stopped. When Destiny 2 came out, I was not getting it. I could tell from the product that they rushed it. It wasn't great when they first were released. It took about two DLCs for it to actually really be good.
Anything worth it though. Yeah.
And then here's the problem with that type of game. Once the DLC came out, the two DLCs came out and a bunch of updates, right? It was good. I was already lost in the sauce. So I was like,
I bet you were probably like, this is where I get off.
So I'm going to tell you. I was the same way. And I was like, yo, I am not fucking going to get it because it makes no sense for me to pay $60 for basically the same game. I'm hearing there's mad bugs. I'm hearing the story's not even that good. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let it rock. Then I end up getting a copy of it for free.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, all right, cool. But it just sat on my game shelf, still wrapped in the plastic. I had not opened it. I think by the third or the fourth DLC that came out for it, people are hitting me up. Yo, let's play Destiny. Yo, dude, I'm like, I don't even think I have that shit. And I was looking, I was like, oh shit, I do have it. So I opened it up, opened it brand new out of the plastic, popped that shit in. I bought the DLCs. I started playing the DLCs and I played them in reverse order.
Oh, wow.
Bro, the main quest you can just completely skip over. The DLC quest, fire.
But I haven't played Destiny 2, so. But there's guns in the main quest that you can get that's not in, well. Already on the DLC.
Yes. However, for these, those are actually very low level, so it doesn't matter because the DLCs have better weapons.
Gotcha.
So you can go back if you want to collect them. That's fine. And you want to run through the story. Cool, whatever. But that story is very, very quick. So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Right. But the DLC stories, that's where you get your money's worth.
And that's probably why I won't do it, because it's like I'm too long.
And what I like about what they're doing now is that not only are you doing the one DLC, you're getting five separate stories as well. So you so right now I think it's called Lightyear or something like that, or Lightfall. So you start with the Lightfall story, right? After the first season is over, they release a second season. The second season has a completely different storyline that attaches along to that. And they do that for five different seasons.
That's great.
They got you on the hook. But
the only thing that's crazy about it is that you have the option of just buying the extra story, or you have the option of buying the entire season so that you get the season pass. That's going to run you about $100. So anyone who's been on top of Destiny 2 has put in, I want to say, at least $400 into the game for extra content. That's bread, yo.
Damn.
That's not bread. Only are you not only you're getting the new updates and all the new weapons, you're getting several different stories that are attached to that as well. And it's not one whole story, it's different parts. So it's something that is worth you're not just waiting a couple weeks to finish the next part of the story.
Mm. Oh, shit. Well, have fun with Destiny. I'm going to be waiting for Star Wars.
Star Wars? Yeah.
We got other things to talk about. We already did an hour of gaming.
I was going to say something. I'll save it for later.
We have a new Hellboy.
Really?
A new Hellboy movie coming out. And we have a new Hellboy. And I'll show you who he is.
I'm not so totally excited about it.
May God have mercy on his soul.
Name is Jack Casey.
What's the picture look like?
I was just about to say that.
I'll show you. Give me a sec. The Crooked Man. Hellboy the Crooked Man, apparently. That's the name of the movie.
And yeah, because that's one of the villains.
Yep. And Jack Casey. Casey is the new Hellboy.
Because I know David Harbour, he even has a Hellboy framed in his office, letting him know never to let his head get too big on a situation. Because he thought he was flying high, Stranger Things, and he was freaking. But then it was not his fault. It was freaking studio interference and a whole bunch of other bullshit.
He looked good too. He looked good.
But will the makeup be done correctly or fucked up? Like,
I don't know. We'll see.
I think Harbour's was too different from what everybody was, you know, familiar with Ron Perlman. They should have just did the third Ron Perlman movie and then figured it out from there. But they're like, nah, let's do this random shit with Mila Jovovich. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then
I hate to be that. No, I don't hate to be that shit.
And the only thing is, it was related to a story in the comics. They just didn't flesh it out correctly. It was not good.
No, because in that story too, he's supposed to have Excalibur. I didn't even go with that shit.
He did.
Oh yeah. Did he? I guess.
It's just that everything was paced so terribly that by the time you got done with the movie, you're like, I watched like five movies and none of them were complete.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich is not good. I'm sorry.
She wasn't good for that, but guess what? She's never good.
Every movie she's been in, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that women can't be the heroes, but she is. Her last good movie was Fifth Element. Period. That's it.
That was a long time ago.
I'm laying it down. That was it. That was her last good movie. And she was a hero in that too. But that was her last good movie. But that's it. Other than that, maybe the
first. You know what ruined it?
Resident Evil.
You know what ruined it for her though?
Resident Evil.
Her husband put her in all those goddamn Resident Evil movies. Bro. That's what fucked her over.
I was like, kill
her. You know what? But niggas.
But
still
people
paid.
Love those fucking movies. Yeah, still got fucking paid.
Looking at her filmography, it's like, no.
Exactly.
Even before fucking Resident Evil, you know? And you would think that would be the one that did it in. But, you know, there's a couple gems in here, but a lot are hit and miss.
A lot of miss. I don't want to say nothing. The only hit she had was Fifth Element, period. Multipass. Yeah, we passed on it.
Multipass.
All right. Moving on. I know Sir Wednesday will like this one. So, Daredevil Born Again, we have John Bernthal returning as the Punisher.
Knew that was happening.
But no Foggy, no Karen.
Yeah, I know.
What I mean by that is
the actors and
Foggy and Karen are not returning. They're going to be recast. Yeah. And because the whole thing is that if they don't put them in the show, it's kind of weird if they don't, because they kind of center Matt when he goes over.
They'll probably have the characters, but they probably just won't have the actors. They'll just recast them, which sucks because like they were great. But I remember even when D'Onofrio was said to be brought on to the MCU, Deborah Ann Wall was talking about, like, yo, I haven't had a job since Daredevil. Can a nigga work for somebody? Like, yo, I'm sitting here dying and shit.
Damn.
That's she did a small part in God of War, but yeah.
How do you know she ain't hurting? Just because they got money don't mean that it's gonna last forever.
Correct. She thought, even though it was one of the best superhero shows, period, I got my lady watching all of them because she has to go. She watched season two. She has to go see the Defenders and everything, but she can't until she finishes Luke Cage, which is the last thing she watched, because she, much like some people who go backwards, she watched Iron Fist first, and I said, oh, damn it, baby, I'm so sorry that you had to do that to yourself. But she watched everything else. She killed Jessica Jones. Now it's all she has to do is watch, yeah, that, and then it's all Gucci. But yeah. Until then, yeah.
So that's exciting news. Apparently, from what we understand, from what I read, is Echo is still a go.
All right, it just has to be good because I'm.
When Bob Iger came back, he kind of was just like, "Hold the fuck up!" He was like, "Hold the fuck up!" And here's one of the biggest holdups. Well, I'll talk about that later, next segment. But he said, "Hold up, what the fuck is going on? Why is the Phase 4 horrible?" Why is Phase 4 horrible? What's going on here?
Don't get me started on Phase 4. Yeah.
I mean, like, let's be real about it. Was Phase 4 good at all?
It had its moments.
Yeah, superhero shit is just not it now. You know what I'm saying? No, I love it. You know what I'm saying? But the superhero shit is starting to die out. And there's not that many people excited about it. There's a few. I'm not gonna say that there's no one, but there's, you know, it's definitely dying out, and people are starting to just like, meh, you know. And then you put the poor quality into the films, and on top of that, people are just gonna be like, yeah, I definitely don't want to go see that movie.
I forgot.
Like, I know no one is excited to see the Marvels.
I am.
Like I'm said, excited to see it. No, I want to see it, but you know what? I know there's a lot of people that are just like, "Yeah, the Marvels. I'm not interested. I'll wait for it to come out on Disney Plus."
It's probably gonna be good. It has to be good because we.
It has to be good. If it's not good, then it's gonna, you know.
I'm hoping they put this one person in. That's all I'm hoping for.
They're not gonna put him in.
I hope they do.
Who?
Blue Marvel.
They're not gonna put him in.
I hope they do.
They won't.
It's hope, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. Let me.
Hope
was in leaked by hope, now. Hope was in Ant-Man 3, and it wasn't that good.
God damn!
There's no need for hope.
Literally, damn, really that bad?
It's just it wasn't that bad. It just wasn't that good.
It
wasn't what it was expected to be by a lot of fans.
It lacked.
It wasn't the greatest movie, but it wasn't like terrible. Mm. It was fine.
It wasn't terror good either, motherfucker.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't terror good, but it was fine. It was fine. That it was just a fine movie. That's it.
Fine.
John Mayer.
Fine is less than good to me.
Jonathan Majors. Jonathan Majors was good in there.
He should have been. He was good, but his Kang was more intended to be desired.
Okay.
He needed to direct more shit.
I think they're reserving him. They're keeping him reserved. Like we got a little taste of it, but I think they're keeping him reserved for the Avengers movies because it's supposed to be two involving him.
Well, from what I read, that's because of Ant-Man. It's not a total scrap of Secret Wars, but it's a shakeup a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm kind of agreeing with Nickname here. They are. I feel that they are like saving the best of Jonathan Major, for Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars.
Hmm. Just
because they're not going to scrap him in Secret Wars. They're not going to scrap him from Secret Wars only because he's supposed to be the Beyonder.
Well. Not well, not King Dynasty, because that in King Dynasty we get to see all of them.
No, I know, but I'm talking about Secret Wars. He's supposed to be the Beyonder version of Kang.
Hmm. Well, we'll see what happens, because right now we don't know shit. This is we'll figure it out after King Dynasty.
Yeah, but you know what I know? I know my computer's about to die, and I don't have my charger. So your boy might be stepping off quite early.
Step off, motherfucker. No, I'm playing.
You step off, bitch.
Well,
love you.
Speaking of Marvel, and so we're on here. So apparently, Kevin Feige and Patty Jenkins, Star Wars movies are completely scrapped as we speak. So no,
more like Patty Mayonnaise.
It's just stupid. I didn't even know Kevin Feige was even doing a Star Wars movie. I knew Patty Jenkins was Echo.
What? You sound like a robot.
You're actually echoing Echo.
No, he's synthesized. You sound like a robot.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up? Fans expect it to be good. You're right. Hey, I'm Clark. They say, fine, no longer accept. Fine is no longer acceptable. You're right.
He's right.
Maybe we're getting oversaturated with Jonathan Majors in the coming year. Already watched three movies he's been in, replacing him with for lead. Matidi has jumped the shark in his new M. Night Shyamalan. What are you talking about, new M. Night Shyamalan? He's not in him.
No, he's saying he's the new M. Night Shyamalan. He's jumped the shark.
Oh, yeah. Because Thor is done. He's done with Thor, and now he's doing Star Wars. So apparently the new Star Wars movie, he's a go, apparently. His thing is still a go. But Kevin Feige's and Patty Jenkins' movies or show are completely scrapped now because Daddy Bob Iger came in and was just like, why the fuck are there no movies? So, but I guess...
Said, why are these movies trash?
Pretty much. So I guess the Rogue Squadron one, like I remember that trailer that they did with she getting the X-Wing and all that stuff, and that shit's gone now. So,
like going like Star Wars 1313.
Oh shit. That was, oh my God, bro. He came in with the new Shyamalan and came in and was new, different now, stick pretty pony. Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, what's he say? We need to pause Star Wars. It has been 5 years since we've had an actual Star Wars movie. That was good.
Damn, the fall of Skywalker was 5 years ago?
5 years. We haven't had a good Star Wars movie in 5 years. We haven't had any Star Wars movie in 5 years.
That's probably a good thing. Motherfuckers need to get their act together. They just kept shoveling shit, sprinkling chocolate on it.
Like, no one asked for Solo.
Yeah, I think you keep hating on Solo. Solo was decent. I enjoyed Solo.
Like for real, it really was.
Nobody asked for that. Anyway.
Why was it trash? Why was it trash?
Because I said it's trash and I didn't like it.
No, why was it trash?
Because I said it's trash and I didn't like it, period.
But why?
Because I said so.
That's not acceptable. Why?
Yes.
That's exactly
what Clark said. Pointless. Yeah, it was pointless. Yeah, it was pointless. It was just, what is this for? Cash grab? Shell Chewy toys? I think Sir Wednesday's gone. Is he gone? Yeah, he's done. He's done. And he's done. They're all done. They're all gone. What did Max say? It was trash because it came and left us with nothing. Don't need to see it, nor yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The strawberry, the green one, the Kool-Aid.
Whatever, man. You guys are just haters.
No, we see trash when you see it. And that was trash.
Right.
It was trash. What was good? Okay, what was good about the movie?
I actually like the fact that we got more about Solo and Lando, to be honest. I like the backstory that we were told about, you know, how he got the Falcon and stuff like that. Yeah, I do agree that it could have had a better story than what it was given. But you know. But anyway, at least I gave a reason. You agreeing with him?
Yeah.
Because anyway,
why you keep on getting my mic? I'm gonna punch you in your throat.
Well, we had to mute you because you
what?
Were
what?
You were talking to somebody else, so I had to mute you.
No, you unmuted my mic.
Yeah, I unmuted you.
Yes, so I said stop, bro, bitch. And your mic still sounds like you fucking gargling robots.
I don't fucking know why it's doing this. I don't know. Fuck it. Make me sound like C-3PO. Get your ass back in the mute. Bye.
Jesus Christ. So these people expecting technical difficulties, but I'm good. So I don't know. My thing is with the whole Star Wars shakeup thing, I'm good. Bob Iger came in and was just like, yeah, let's scrap all this shit. We do need a Star Wars movie. I'm not sure about Taika Waititi. I'm not saying he's a bad director. I just don't think he's a writer. I'm okay if he's directing it. I don't think he needs to write it. And that's my issue with Patty Jenkins don't need to write it. She needed to direct it, but not write it. Now, if she was a writer and director, yeah, nah, not with it. We saw that bullshit. Saw what you did with fucking Wonder Woman 84. You wrote it and directed. Had no comic book influence, but this is what we got. Yeah. Yeah, we know he's not, because look what we got in fucking what was the last Thor? The last Thor movie. There's a problem when again, I've always said this. Not every director needs to be the writer.
But he was in the writer's chair for Ragnarok, though. And Ragnarok was actually the better one of all four of them.
That was also his first time doing Thor. So he wasn't.
Still,
he wasn't.
It just still proved he was pretty good at writing.
He wasn't the writer of that. He had.
He was a co-writer of that one.
Co-writer, one the sole writer. Ragnarok
still had.
When you're a co-writer, you're co-writing with people who've been in the company and know these characters. That's why he's a co-writer. The last Thor movie, what's the name of it? Love and Thunder. He wasn't a co-writer, he was sole writer. And there's Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman 84. The first Wonder Woman, she wasn't the writer. In 84, she was a sole writer and director. Problematic. Because she put her own influence on the character. And it's like you're taking away from the character. Not every director needs to be the writer.
Taika Waititi wasn't the sole writer of Love and Thunder, because there was another person, Jennifer Robinson. So again, he was a co-writer. So you don't blame. So you can't just blame
him. Co-writer, sole responsibility for the failure. Yeah.
Unfortunately, you still can't blame it on him, because he wasn't the sole writer of that last movie.
I blame him.
Of course you will. Because everybody does. Because nobody understands. That's
no,
the thing.
No, we understand. We're talking about nobody understands. We're talking, we understand it. But the problem is he takes responsibility. He's a director. You're directing the movie. If the movie wasn't good, you're directing.
Okay.
So we're talking about nobody understands. We understand.
Because you're talking about the writing. You're not even talking about the directing part.
But he's directing.
You're just talking about the writing.
I'm talking about Taika Waititi. He's director and writer, right?
Yes, but you sat here and said that he was the 100% sole writer. The both of you did. And you're both wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I beg to disagree, but that's just me. There are plenty of directors out there who are actually good writers.
Yeah, makes it come to life, but they don't have to be the writer. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They don't have to be the writer. And we see what we got with them motherfuckers. Well, I don't know what, again, I don't know what he's going to do with the Star Wars movie because this shit is still a go. Patty's, Bruce makes everything happen, but great stuff starts with the, from the script. You're right.
Yeah, well, I was reading something earlier about him, and it said that he's going to be writing a new Star Wars project, so you can expect for him to be acting in it as well.
More than likely.
Yeah. He's going to be, I think he's going to be one of those fucking, I don't know, he's going to be a character. I don't know, he could be a crossover character, I don't know. He's still an alien.
It'll probably just be some random character. I don't think it'll be someone that's like, you know.
Yeah.
Pivotal.
Yeah, yeah, but it'll be some character that has a voice of reason somehow. Or just funny, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens because we haven't had a Star Wars movie in 5 years. So we'll see what happens when it comes to that because we do need a Star Wars movie. Like the TV shows are great. Now, well, what was the bad Star Wars? I didn't even watch Andor. Anybody watch Andor? I didn't watch it.
I did. But see, I'm biased because I like espionage stuff. But there's a ton of people who did not like it. Mm.
Yeah, but Korg is actually his race is actually in the Thor mythos though. Actually, in War of Hulk, actually, Korg is actually in War of Hulk. That was the first movie you saw, man. Because TV shows, man, Star Wars TV shows. Andor was good, only in the prison. I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I can't really say anything about it. I don't know. It's weird. I had no desire for it. I'll give it.
Like I was saying, like Andor is, it's like, it's acquired taste. It's not for everyone, and it is true. It's not a show for everybody. It's not your typical Star Wars show. It gives you that vibe of what Rogue One was, but much more darker and grittier.
Mm. Yeah.
And a bit slower paced.
Yeah, I think that's what killed me, I think. Because I tried to watch the first episode, I went to sleep. I was like... And again, it does nothing. If you didn't see it, you didn't miss anything. Filler. See, that's probably...
It's just the thing that Andor adds to it's just the backstory of the people from of the main character from well one of the main characters from Rogue One.
I think you know what it is. I think if they did the story, I'll say this. I think if they did the story with Donnie Yen's character, I think it would probably be better. Just me.
Maybe, but we'll never know.
You know. But anyways, final words. Let's see. We find out Mama wasn't as cool as we thought. Yeah. All right. Yeah, baby, take us out.
What?
Take us out.
Oh shit!
Take us out.
What?
Take it out, nigga. Take it out.
What's going on? All right. I'm going to call it ends of the show today. So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Official True Story Bro. You can also follow us on Twitter at @official_TSBP. Follow us on Twitch. If you guys are watching here on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/official True Story Bro. You can also, when he finally fucking decides to stream, visit Roundhouse's Twitch at twitch.tv/hereroundhouse84. make sure to catch Echo Ninja and Crimson Adams, along with your boy from time to time, at Saturday Night Nightmares on our IG at Saturday Night Nightmares. We're also on YouTube, Saturday Night Nightmares as well. Make sure that you visit drinkwildbills.com and use the code TrueStoryBro to get 10% off your purchase on anything that is in their stores.
Glitch in the Matrix. Okay.
Glitching them. Oh shit. Make sure you go to our chat. Is that the correct site?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Yes, it is, because the custom domain isn't completely put together yet.
All right, let me know when that's done. But for now, you can, what is that? Okay, I'm busy. Always, that never fails. You can buy our merch, you know, buy some stuff with our face on it. I'm not gonna read that shit because that shit.
I know
it's on the screen. Yeah. There should be a link in the description. I mean,
either yeah. Yes, and also if you act now, all the way until March 22nd. Everything on the page is 10% off. Just put in the code TSB TEN. That's TSB 10. You get 10% off.
Nice.
And as we all haven't put it, as always. And see ya. And have a good night, y'all. See you next week.
Peace. See you whenever.
Bye. Bye.